Yeah.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. So the first order of business is our chair, Ruth, is not here to run the meeting tonight. So I need to assign a new chair for this particular meeting. Does anybody have a motion?
I move that Julie Grader be our chair for this evening, please.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so. So I'm opening the hearing as of 4:02 p.m. So first case is the name of the property on the grand list, Farrell Antill Properties, as of April 1st. Current owner, purchased in August, is Vermont Wellness Holdings, LLC. Cyrus, can you tell me your last name?
Patton.
Patton, okay, I want to make sure I'm saying it right. Cyrus Patton is here to represent Vermont Wellness Holdings, LLC. Come on up.
I also didn't want to run this meeting, so
it So I need to give you an oath, and okay. Bob as well, because he might be speaking as well. Under pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give and cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. So I think we should just go around the table for the record to say who's here. So Cyrus Patton.
Wendy Critchlow.
Charlotte Gardner.
Mary Brennan.
Pat Brennan.
Judith Hilbert.
Charlie Botello.
Paul Picor.
Marie Patton.
Jeanette Barry.
Carol Anderson.
Maureen Dagan.
Jackie Murphy.
Julie Grader.
Jerry Barrows.
Sarita Austin.
Robert Vickery.
Okay, great. Does anybody have any ex parte communication or other interests that may conflict? We'll disclose it now. No? Okay. Did you receive a copy of the board's rules of procedures?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have any questions about that?
No.
No? Okay. So, looking at your application, everybody's got a copy of it, right?
Yes.
Farrell Antill? Okay. So, he's requesting Board of Abatement under statutory criteria of taxes in which there is a mistake of the listers. Okay. So now at this point, we can, I'll say for the record what the address is and the parcel span number so we have it. So 19 Roosevelt Highway, second floor, Colchester, Vermont. Span number is 153-048-18589. Okay, if you want to go ahead.
Sure.
And state your case.
Saying mistake of the listers was kind of the best option I could find, but it felt adversarial, but that's not, it doesn't fully capture the situation. So we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We purchased the second floor of 19 Roosevelt Highway from Farrell Antill Properties under a LLC holding company. So the LLC is wholly owned by the nonprofit. There's no other shareholders or anything. Nobody else would be benefiting from the tax-exempt status. But we are a mental health practice, a nonprofit mental health practice that's been in business for a number of years now. And we're expanding into the space. And we are offering individual counseling, group therapy, those kind of things, and then also facilitating trainings for and workshops and things for therapists and other nonprofits. So we are, that's kind of the case. I mean, we're, I suppose in the application is kind of moving forward a request for tax abatement because we're a nonprofit. And then there's also a matter I'd love for the board to consider, which is that at closing, we prepay property taxes as well. And I don't know if that's even on the table, but that would be something that would.
So when he's talking about prepaying at closing, he paid from the time period that he purchased all the way through October 31st, which is that first installment time period.
Which we had to do because Farrell Antill had already made the first installment, which happened. It was due on August 15th, which is also our closing date. So there wasn't a way around that. That was about $3,500. So I'm happy to answer questions about what we're up to. I'm also a Colchester resident. If that helps. we'll consideration.
Any Any questions?
Why is the mailing address Burlington?
Oh, that's just our corporate mailing address because we have an office in Burlington as well. And also at the time, we weren't sure how the mail was delivered there, so we just wanted to make sure we were getting our mail. But the physical address is still there.
Go ahead, Maureen.
Since you're requesting, because you are tax exempt, you've got the letter here, why wouldn't you have just told the seller that you're tax exempt and you weren't going to pay that money? Because now you're asking us to reimburse that money, which if you were a nonprofit, you would you knew that you were exempt from taxes. So I know real estate closings can be very difficult. On the other hand, you paid it, and now you're asking us, the taxpayers, to pay back.
No, that's a fair question. I tried, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't close. They did not want to be late on their property tax installment because, I mean, they pay it all together with all of the association as well. So it would be significant if they were late. And I did try to avoid it, but we couldn't. So what ended up happening was it went to the seller paid the taxes, and we reimbursed the seller for only the portion of taxes from August 15th. On.
Right.
And I think you had another part in that question.
No, I just, you know, I'm just surprised that now, you know, you knew at the time that you were tax exempt.
The other part of that is that, as I understand it from our attorney, it's not automatic. You know, if it were automatic, I would have said, well, that's definitely not our problem. But I knew that we were going to have to request that that tax abatement because there are situations in which nonprofits do need to pay property taxes as well.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I just want to confirm it was a $3,500 pro rata portion.
Correct.
Only from August 15th until the end of the pay period for
which is
October 31st.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And then he's asking for the rest of the year.
And
as
then
well.
You're asking for the balance of the year
yes,
as well.
Please.
Okay.
Couldn't the seller reimburse him? The seller paid.
I think he asked.
I asked if they would consider that, but it would have effectively been $3,500 out of their pocket because it would have had to be paid, even though, they were not willing to do that.
Have you had kids like this before?
No. Any other questions for Mr. Patton? I think Bob.
No, I just, you know, I'm still stuck on the point that who's really liable to it? Is it the taxpayers?
So,
is it Antel and Farrell?
That's part of our decision making process when we deliberate, okay? Bob, if you want to go ahead.
So
Bob has some testimony as well for this case.
So, just when that property that's 501c3, nonprofit, they buy property in the town of Colchester, we typically look in to see if they're exempt from property taxes. That includes contacting your town attorney, having them look through it. I don't have enough information right now to say if this property would be tax exempt for property taxes. But I can tell you that this is not the first time, property has been purchased after April 1st. And, you know, they've been exempt, but typically the exemption goes on the following year. So this exemption would, if they're seen as exempt, it would be exempt in 2026. Because they bought in 2025, those taxes are still owed because the owner as of April 1 was taxable. So that entire year of taxes are owed, whether it's the property owner as of April 1 or something that they worked out in closing, who pays that? So the town has never abated taxes for an exempt property that
in
was
arrears.
Purchased after.
Yeah.
So we typically go forward. This is true for like Agewell. Agewell is the most recent one. UVM Medical purchased Fannie Allen. Fannie Allen had several office spaces that were rented. They were taxable. We did not take those off the roll until this year, even though they purchased them in like August of 2024. We took them off in 2025. And those taxes in 2024 were not abated. That's typically how it works. So this is unusual that you're coming to be asking to abate the taxes by the board. But that's just historically how Colchester's always done it. So, you know, but again, I haven't heard from the town attorney whether this should be exempt for the following year.
Sure.
But that's how we would do it, and that's how we've always done it. I mentioned Agewell. Agewell was the same thing. They purchased a property on, 905 Roosevelt Highway, one of the office condos. Again, same thing. Those taxes were paid that year, and then the following year, when they were deemed exempt, we exempted that.
If a business is eligible for abatement, that doesn't come back to the board. It's an administrative decision on the part of the town.
Yes, the town assessor makes a decision. If we decide that it's taxable, the corporation, or in this case the LLC, can appeal that to the board of listers. Then the listers would have a chance to make it a suggestion or make a decision whether it's. If they decide it's taxable, that can be appealed to the Board of Civil Authorities, and so on, all the way up to the Supreme Court. That's typically the way it goes. So the Board of Abatement, it's unusual to have this. In fact, I've never been part of this.
Okay. Any other questions?
What's the dollar amount again?
So with the $3,500 from the closing amount, you have another $11,101.70
for November and March.
For November and March, on top of the 35 at closing,
and that would take care of this fiscal year until April
until tax year.
Yep. Any other questions?
What's the rate difference for a nonprofit, or does nonprofit get no property tax bill if they're
considered if they're eligible for tax exempt status, they get no tax bill. Yeah.
Can I just offer one?
Yes.
Thing?
Yep.
So I didn't realize actually, but I realize now that it's an exceptional request, and I would just offer that, you know, we are trying to bring a lot to the community, and would greatly appreciate that, the ability to bring that much more to the community this year in terms of services. And so I appreciate your consideration. I understand it's not the norm.
Okay, great. So what we do is we deliberate in non-public setting,
sure.
And we'll let you know the decision. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you so
thank
much
you
for
all
your time.
Thank you, Cyrus. And welcome to town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming here.
Have a good rest of your night.
You too.
You too.
All you needed.
Yeah.
Then
we'll see who's outside.
Okay.
Next one.
And then
we'll talk about all of them.
All of them together.
I went to
Apple
for the very
first. Plus 35. So
moving.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. And
I know.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you for
coming. Absolutely. I brought my son and daughter-in-law from South Carolina with us.
Yeah.
And we were so
like
with Taylor Swift. She was amazing.
Yeah,
like my daughter-in-law is like so into her. She knew all over.
Yeah.
It was just really nice. I never realized.
How long did you stay?
We stayed for the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's move on. So just so you know, the conversations are being recorded. They are public information now. I have
everything you
them.
Said about Julie when she was gone.
Yeah. Okay. Next case. Okay. So I am opening up this hearing for 25 Everbreeze Drive. Span number 153048-17404. And he did submit an application, and there's information on there as to his request, which he had stated under the statutory criteria of taxes which there is a manifest error. If I'm understanding, Fouad, am I saying
that
right?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. El Moody, he is requesting an abatement of the penalty and interest that he was charged in August for late payment. And that totals $183.34. Okay, I'm going to give you an oath and have you, under pains and penalty of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give and cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do. Should I put my right hand up or touch something?
You're all set.
By the way, I'm sorry. I didn't want to crack a joke, but I didn't know it would be this. people, I'm shaking right now, you know.
So does anybody have any conflict of interest or ex parte communication to disclose in this case? No? Okay. Okay. So you have an opportunity to speak on your behalf.
Oh, okay. So thank you for giving me a chance to speak. I'm nervous right now, so I have to just lay it out there. I've been in Colchester since 2019. I bought a house here. I love Colchester. I had options to buy other places in South Burlington and other places. I have a whole community up there. I'm just to throw in, I'm the vice president of the ISVT, Islamic Society of Vermont, so it will be better for me to be in South Burlington. But I said, I want to be in Colchester. The thing is, because it's cheaper, so I really enjoy here. Also, the community is good. I have beautiful and good neighbors also up here. So my take was that, you know, when I, since 2019, I've been paying my taxes fully. I don't pay like third because I don't want to be forgetting. I don't want to get charged that interest. And it is in the records. This is the first time. And I was trying to, when I got the mail, so my sister came from, I'm originally from Kenya. My sister came and visited me. I have also proof to show that the visa stamps, I have them in my phone. I can show you. I didn't stick them here. But she came here. I was out. And then when I was out of town, taking her places, when I came here, the envelope was there. It was already late for 7 days. And I said, I came here. I want to pay full. And I was told, oh, there's a charge. And for me, it was a surprise because each year it's going, and you can see I started paying 7,000, I'm paying 9,000 some change. I'm okay. The town needs the money. I'm okay. I just felt, the charge, the extra fee charge that I was late, and maybe partly is me, but I had a genuine excuse in a sense that every year I've been paying full, not even a third, I'm paying full. And I felt like, just to come out and say it, I don't know if it's going to go through or not, but just to, to lay out how I felt was that, just I was late and it wasn't even my fault. I came, the envelope was there in the middle. I was like, oh, wow, I ran here. I want to pay the whole thing. And also there's this. And that's what I'm here for. I know it's cup change for many of you, maybe, I don't know. But I just said, let me come and, put my case forward, see. And I didn't know it was this crazy. So you're not crazy. I'm just saying it's the situation. If Julie told me, I'm like, okay, forget about it. Because I'm nervous right now. I'm
sitting kind of. Don't be nervous.
In a good way. Nervous in a good way. Because standing in front of you, you have to have skills. I have to have practice. If I knew, I'd be like sitting home with my wife and kids. I'm like, okay, let me practice. I didn't have any practice on this. So
you did all right.
Thank you.
Question?
Yes. Is that $183.34, is that what you said? Yeah. Is that just for the one payment? And it's not for the whole year.
Correct. It's just for that one missed payment.
The missed payment of August 15th.
He didn't pay in full the entire year plus that extra.
Okay. Thank you.
So he's paid in full.
I just wanted that clarification.
Year.
You were away when the tax bill came? Is that what you were telling us?
Yes, I was. And the only time where my sister visited us for 2 months, I don't know why she did. I'm going to tell her to pay me. But she came from Kenya. She visited. My mom is here with us, yes. And I have proof to show when she came and when she left. I took her to New Hampshire. I have a cabin in the Northeast Kingdom, so I took her there, you know. So I love Vermont, and she loves Vermont. So that's what I did. And when I came, I was like, and I'm always, and I want you guys to go and look from the time, my records. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I've been paying full, and there is a reason for that, because you'll always forget. And I was trying to avoid myself to forget. You will. As humans, we forget things. So I avoided that. Since 2019, boom, 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 I've been paying full. I will ask for, you know, loan to pay for, but I know that I'm paid for because I know for this situation. So I was just, I don't know, leniency or whatever. You know, I said, let me just see if... and I did pay the 183 because I was trying to go back and forth. Like, oh, do I need to pay this? How come? And by the way, from last year to this year, there was, I think, $500 increase. I don't complain. I understand. I can't complain. I don't know. The assessment went up. I don't know how. But I didn't complain that.
And budget I stood.
Yeah.
I know everyone did across
the board.
Yeah. Again, has this happened before?
Where people ask for abatement of penalty and interest?
This is interest, right?
Penalty and interest, yes.
Yeah. And
we have heard this case many times, yes.
You have?
Yes. Sure.
I have not.
That's why we're here. No, not from him. Other people.
And I will never ask. Believe me, I never ask.
Any other questions?
No. But it's nice that you know that we take our job seriously.
I do. And if, believe me, if I knew to, I knocked on the door. I was like, wow, there's too many people are serious there. Nobody's smiling. You know?
Nobody's smiling.
I know. It's okay. And I think you guys are volunteering, yes? Thank you for your services. Yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, I appreciate it. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it anything. But really, you guys could have been spending time with your family, but you're here now. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. So that's all. We are calling the hearing to a close, and we deliberate in private session, and then we'll let you know the decision.
All right. Do I need to wait outside or just leave?
No, just leave. We'll let you know in a couple days.
I appreciate it. It was nice meeting you. Usually when we have meetings like this, people, everyone introduce themselves.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you know what? Someday I'll be part of this.
Yes.
Please. We would appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
So anybody who needs to leave, this last case, you probably shouldn't necessarily.
I guess you're going to be leaving before you deliberate anyway, so it doesn't really matter if you stick around or not. We do have enough of a quorum to have deliberations happen, okay. Decisions making. Okay.
Yep.
Gotta go for you two, Maureen.
I'm on place at 5, so I'll have to go early.
Okay.
Come join us
another time.
Well, I can't deliberate anyway, so what's the point? Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
Hi.
Okay, so we're on to the next case. Vitaly Kulikin.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Kulikin submitted an application, and he also has a PowerPoint presentation, which I will get there. And how do you want to do this? Do you want... I think this is a controller for it.
Next slide kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get started then.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
The question is how to get started. Because I haven't done this in a long time. Slideshow from the beginning. There we go. Okay. So before we get started with this, I have to have you take an oath. Mm-hmm. Under pains and penalty of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in court given cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The parcel address is at 155 Lindale Drive. Span number 153048197 84, for the record. And does anybody have any ex parte communication or conflict of interest in this case? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share my story a little bit with you. I think I recognize a couple of faces that I've seen in the community. My name is Vitaly Kulapin, and I've been in Colchester for 14 years. Well, if you could go to the next slide. This is my family. Mm-hmm. My wife, we've been, and three kids. All have been born in this area. My oldest is 20 years old. He's in college now. And in the only girl is a high schooler, and the youngest boy is a middle schooler. We've been in Vermont for 22 years and love it here and don't want to leave.
Yeah.
You probably can relate to that. So thank you. If you can go to the next slide, Julie. This is how financial, I don't know if you can relate to that either, but income is going down dramatically and the expenses going up. If you can go to the next slide. So this is my request. It is in the paperwork, the same exact, I copied and pasted it, which you probably already saw. Requesting assistance because I'm unable to pay the property tax. That was written in July. the reason is that I'm as a head of household of five, and wage earner. I was laid off from work from St. Michael's College on June 6th. They had a massive layoff. 30 positions were cut, and a wonderful college, love it. They were struggling at that point financially. So 30 positions were. I was one of the 30 positions. Now my family of five are struggling. We're on welfare, cash assistance, food stamps, and Medicaid. And I'm looking right now to get a new job, and I've been applying for a little bit, but I know it. I'm in higher education. It's a long process, sometimes 9 months, sometimes 12 months, sometimes 6 months. You apply, then you wait for 2 or 3 months to hear back, then you go to first interview, then a month again later. Sometimes they make a decision, okay, in 6 months you can start. as long as that, sometimes it's shorter. I am... it might take a little bit of time. I've been working on it. And at this time, still very low income in our family. And I'm happy to share more, which is coming. We are, on top of that, the taxes, they changed the rules of the homestead tax credit. You're probably aware. I wasn't till I got a bill and say, hey, you're... we're going to help you 75% less. And I was like, what? And it was like a perfect storm. Really like income and expenses. So I'm asking to help with paying for the first part of the property tax, $1,700. That's the request. And I hope to find the job soon and I'll be able to get back on track. So let's go to the next slide. This is my budget for last month. As you can see, I'm in red, $603.74. I'm in red the last month. If you want to go to the next slide, I hope the town can help me, and we can get on track in November, and it will be in black, not by much, but by 92 cents in black in November. That's the goal. This will be temporarily kind of help. The real help will be me getting a full-time job. I'm making steps, and I'll share more of what I'm doing currently. So that's the next steps, is I'm three steps I'm doing towards the goal. One is I'm fine-tuning the written article I'm going to publish as a scholar through St. Michael's College. I'm still involved with that community. It was recommended for me to publish an article to get tenure track positions, so it wouldn't be laid off as easily, hopefully. Number two is planning to get a generative AI training paid by Vermont Department of Labor. That's on track going as well. And I applied already for over 30 positions, and we'll keep at it till I'm fully employed. I got a very little part-time job starting in November. Very part-time, very little money, but it's better than nothing. So I'm making steps towards that being in black goal. My goal is to have no assistance as of spring 26. And as I said, I'll hope to get a full-time employment even sooner. So thank you so much for your attention. Any questions or comments?
Any questions?
You're asking for assistance. Is there a dollar
amount that you're asking? $1,700,
yes. So for the first installment, just so because you said around 17 in your thing, it's actually $1,719.53, which is the first installment, just so you're aware.
And that covers?
Just the first installment from July 1st to October 31st.
And there's a payment due in November, correct?
November 15th, mm-hmm. Yes.
And what provisions did you have for November?
So that's a good question. my hope is to get a full-time job. And getting this full-time part-time job in end of October, a couple of weeks it starts, teaching for Southern New Hampshire University online. I secured that. That's going to go for 8 weeks. Then they actually want me to do more 8 weeks later. So it's going through... starting end of October and going through March. That's part-time is going. But in the meanwhile, I'm trying to get the full-time. Good question, though. Thank you.
Yeah. Does your wife work?
She is homeschooling two kids. My youngest one has a learning disability, mm-hmm. and learning challenges and behavioral problems. to be honest with you. So she's been really good at that. So he's on track to go to high school. But he this is the year he's finishing up at middle school. Yeah. Thank you for asking us.
Is that abatement for the full amount of the tax? Or is you can pay a certain portion and you're asking for abatement?
Asking for abatement of the first installment.
That is the first installment, yeah. $1,700.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Thank you.
And there'll be penalty and interest on top of that, correct?
That's the total amount.
That is the total amount.
Yeah.
What's the second installment in November?
So he paid the August through his mortgage company.
Okay.
So the next amount is $1,719.53. Okay. Sorry, I wasn't clear on that.
So you're asking for abatement of the next payment, the November payment?
No, he's asking for abatement of the one that just went by.
That he's already paid?
That his mortgage company paid for him.
Okay.
And you can ask him questions about that if you want.
Have you contacted the mortgage company to have them no longer make the property tax payments on your behalf?
Not yet.
Have they?
I've spoken with them about help. but I have not actually made that request yet. I know it's possible.
Are you up to date on your mortgage payments?
Yes. Well, I'm a few days late. It was June, October 1. I'm in red, as you can see. I'm waiting to get an unemployment check, so that just came in. So I'm about to make a payment. A little bit late, but for October. But yeah, everything else was up to date. No delays.
So the mortgage company's paid on your behalf money that you gave them, and you're asking the town to give you that money, And you will use that money for November? Is that what you will do?
Well, I'll be using it towards the payment, yeah. I'm not sure how exactly the intricacies, how that all works, to be honest with you. I'm not an expert.
So when you make your mortgage payment, including in portion of that mortgage payment monthly, is the amount of the taxes that they prorate for that monthly payment. And right. then they turn around and pay us
okay.
on your behalf.
Okay, yes.
So are you asking for a reimbursement, or are you just asking for the future tax payment that they made?
That's a great question. I guess in my dream world, I would get an amount, or I would get that $1,700 waived. So I would then call my mortgage company. I don't know if it's possible, but I think it is. I call them and say, reduce my mortgage amount by this monthly number. Because
going forward.
Going forward, yeah, from today on, yes, for next 4 months, reduce it by $422-ish. So that would become the amount that I'll make less payments off, and that will help me get on and back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So it's not a reimbursement. It's
I have to give money to somebody if we decide to abate this portion, this or a portion of it, and the money will go directly to Mr. Colvin.
Oh, okay.
Anybody else?
Just a quick, who is your mortgage company? Is it an out-of-state, or did you work?
It is out-of-state, yes.
And did you have a lender locally that you used when you bought the house that you could talk to?
At the beginning, yes, we used Rural Development. That's a federal. And then we got refinanced through Rocket Mortgage. That's, I guess, national as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay. So at this point, we call the hearing to a close, the public hearing, and we go into private deliberations.
Okay.
We will let you know our decision by mail, and I'll also send it to you by email as well.
Sounds great.
In a week or so. Okay?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I will.
Yeah. Okay, so we make a motion to close the hearing. It is 4:40, and we go into deliberations.
I move we close the hearing and go into deliberations.
I second that.
Okay. Great.